good day. Boo. Having a good day so far?
Yeah, I'm cranked up today, Dougie.
Yeah. You feeling good?
That's good. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Let's see if we can add to those feelings. The Doug Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and the real news of the day, while everybody else is wasting their time talking about Charlie Sheen. We'll do that later in the hour. We'll waste your time later. Right now, though, it's important that we get to something actually that is pretty important.
Yeah, what's
Somebody I know was watching a news program on oil the other day, and one of the, I think it was Steve Forbes, one of the, I'm pretty sure it was Steve Forbes, he said was the guest. The host said to Forbes, excuse me, I'm going to ask you a direct question, and I'd like a direct answer. How much oil does the United States have? Forbes didn't miss a beat. He said more than all the Middle East put together. He explained, according to the U.S. Geological Service, and you'll probably check this on Snopes, Richie, the USGS has issued a report that oil men knew about. It was a big report, revised. News media didn't follow this at all. But the bottom line was they explain how much oil is in the United States, in our territories. There is a big domestic oil reserve in Alaska's Prudhoe Bay, and the oil that's in the ground or around the state of Alaska has the potential to eliminate all of our dependence on foreign oil. The Energy Information Administration, the EIA, says that there are 503 billion barrels.
That's a lot.
Even if just 10% of that oil is recoverable, at $100 a barrel, we're looking at a resource that's worth $5.3 trillion.
You know what that does to OPEC?
Makes them irrelevant.
It puts them
in
on
many
their
different
knees,
ways,
begging us to buy their oil.
Yeah,
at a buck.
I mean, when you hear this, your jaw
$50 a barrel.
Your jaw hits the floor. There are a lot of people out. That's not to even deal with the amount of oil that's in Wyoming and North Dakota and all the oil wells that are all over the Midwest. You see them in California.
Now, here's the trick, and this I don't fully understand. Whether we drill the oil in Texas, the Gulf of Mexico, part that belongs to the United States, or Kansas, that oil still gets put out on the world market through OPEC.
Yes.
Okay? And we still have to buy that oil through
OPEC. Do we belong to OPEC? We don't belong to OPEC.
It's put on a world market.
The example that's best, Richie, is most of the oil that comes out of Alaska goes to Japan at the moment. That's the kind of thing that drives people nuts when they hear the story.
So it's not like we drill oil in Texas and then sell it in Texas or sell it in Maryland or sell it in California.
There's nothing that keeps us from doing that, but these other people bid up the price or they get there first or whatever it is.
Right. So it's not as simple as it seems.
Well, it's the amount of oil that's there and understanding what it's worth is pretty simple.
Yep. And we can control that oil.
And by the way, this area, not only Alaska, but we have this area again around the Dakotas, Montana, that it goes up into Canada, a lot of oil in Canada. We buy 12% of our oil from the Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
14% of our oil comes from Mexico.
Here in Washington, D.C., we get some of the funniest commercials on radio in Washington. And one of them that is running right now is from a Canadian oil group saying, basically, buy oil from your neighbors, your friends, your ally for our hundreds of years.
Help us out.
Stop buying oil from the Middle East. Yeah. Buy it from your neighbor, Canada. Yeah. And I find it so funny that we hear the companies basically lobbying the people of Washington, D.C., and they're trying to get
this is more important than any of the BS, the focus on the unions. In the long term, the union discussion and dispute is an important one for us to have. What's going on in the Middle East, only because there's a political situation, but it relates to what we're going through here and around the rest of the world. People are upset, and they're upset at things like this. It's getting to the root of what upsets you that solves the problem. And what upsets you is paying in California $4 a gallon for gasoline. I paid $3.59 for gasoline here in Massachusetts. And when I go back to California in a couple of days, back it'll be. And that's what upsets people, because they know that there are these billions, hundreds of billions of barrels of oil all over our country. And never mind what's off the Gulf of Mexico, what's off the coast of Florida, what's in the Baja. I mean, it's oil is everywhere. We have enough crude oil that we've already identified to fuel our country from now until the year 2041 without ever changing anything because of wind power, solar power, all of that stuff. I made a deal last night with a guy to put solar panels on my barn at Eastleigh, and it isn't going to cost me a penny. In fact, I'm going to end up selling. I've been trying to do this for 4 years, and finally we figured out how to do it. I have, you know, my relationships with the local power companies, as you can might, well, if you listen to me for any matter of fact, you can understand why they're not thrilled to do business with me and I'm not thrilled to do business with them. But we're going to put solar panels on the roofs of all the barns, and there's enough money in it to resell it back to, the excess gets sold back to the power company. And I don't pay anything. The guy who makes the money, the guy who puts up the solar panels on the roof of the barn, pays for my electricity, and then he takes what's left to pay back his investment, and eventually he'll make some money. Meanwhile, I don't have to pay $1,400 a month to these bastards at the power company. Excuse me for saying that. I have to stop using that word. Anyway.
Bad word, yes.
Right. So, if Richie...
Yes.
I just looked quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If we come out of the gate and drill this oil, the value of the OPEC oil goes to $16 a barrel.
Yeah. See, that's what did I just tell you? I said 50. I was off.
No. $16.
Sure. It happens with anything. If you flood the market with product, it will bring down the price of the product.
Yeah.
That's what we don't do.
And
we
the last person
to give us the product instead of helping to create it ourselves.
Interesting that Steve Forbes, who is a Republican, says the biggest problem has been George Bush and his administration, parentheses, bracket, Cheney and Rumsfeld. They were the biggest problem for... Yeah, and by the way, this is the... For those of you who listen in Wyoming, that's where Cheney's from.
Wow.
And all of this stuff... We have eight times as much oil as the Saudis.
Let's look at it this way.
18 times as much oil as the Iraqis. 21 times as much oil as the Kuwaitis. 22 times as much oil as Iran. 500 times as much oil as Yemen.
So now we have to ask, what is it that we don't know about this situation that makes them act that way?
We've made deals with them. You know, it goes back to Reagan. I told you.
Why? Why?
Because somehow or other... Halliburton and the other companies that these guys are invested in are making money off of this connection.
That's a good theory.
Thank you.
And let me tell you what else.
What else?
If we have them under our thumb because they are able to make billions and trillions of dollars from us because we are buying really the only thing of value that they have, we keep those governments in check. You really think we could keep the Saudis in check if they weren't beholden to us because their whole lifeline depends on selling us oil?
Uh-huh.
So let's say we stop buying oil from Saudi Arabia. My philosophy has always been they'd go back to throwing rocks at each other because they don't have any money to buy missiles and whatever it is.
Okay, yeah.
But what if it's that they now are, you know, we've always hated the United States and we're going to now be more aggressive towards the United States because you're not buying our oil anyway. We want to become a superpower. We've
so
got all these billions
attackers.
And trillions of dollars.
I think last time I checked, it was Saudis who blew up the World Trade Center.
Right.
How much more are they going to attack us?
Right. So do we keep them under our thumb? In Egypt, we've been giving Egypt billions of dollars every single year.
Yeah.
Do we do that to keep them under our thumb? Because we know a lot of
the
people and the citizens of some of these countries hate us.
Yeah, but a lot of them love us. More love us.
A lot of them love us, too.
Well, I shouldn't say love. They like us. More like us.
It depends on the country.
Well, no. They all come over here, don't they?
Yep.
They all want to come here.
Sure.
We have to send them back home. All right. Here's another. We got about 60 seconds here, Richie.
Fire away.
Last week, when did I get home? What's today?
Who knows?
I don't know when I got home.
Whatever.
Wait a minute. What's today? Today's Tuesday,
you
right?
You got home for Saturday morning.
Right, Saturday morning. Okay.
At about 6 a.m.
So, right. So, on Saturday I was driving. I couldn't remember what day it was. So it was a Citgo gas station. Regular gas priced at $2.82 a gallon.
Which one is the Venezuelan one? Is that Citgo?
Hold on a second. Let me just keep going. You're on to it. You got
okay.
it. There were no customers at this station. I know this station well. I've been in Framingham a long, long time. Across the street, there's a private little guy who has his own unbranded gas. $2.82 a gallon across the street. Cars waiting in line to fuel up. So we have a Citgo station on one corner, $2.82. We have an unbranded on the other corner at $2.82. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
The Citgo signs have been coming down. Citgo, as you know, has been bought out by the Chavez government. Venezuela controls Citgo. But as people have reeled against him, don't like him, he's unpopular, Citgo hasn't done anything. They're not people are not buying because they're conscious of Chavez.
I would never go into a Citgo.
Okay, but now look, what is going to happen is they're changing the name of the company. Citgo signs are going away, and they're putting up new signs called Petro USA.
Yeah. Petrochemical. Yeah.
Petrochemical,
yeah.
Which is controlled by Chavez and a bunch of Russians. So the Venezuelans and the Russians have gotten together. Apparently, Chavez is also inviting the Iranians to join in to help him operate his oil refineries.
Right. Do you realize what you're doing if you go fill up at a Citgo? Who you're sponsoring?
You're helping the Russians, the Iranians, and the commies
attack us.
And the commies.
So if you're a drug addict.
Yeah.
Who buys gas at a Citgo, you might as well just start laying bombs on Main Street.
Petro Express is what they call it.
So, because between the drugs that we buy from Mexico and the Middle East and Russia and whatever, and then this gas that we buy from these dictator countries.
So what's the real news of the day, folks? Is it Charlie Sheen, which, by the way, there's an AB, can you believe this? We'll talk about this in a little bit. ABC's running a one-hour special interview tonight.
An exclusive.
At 10 o'clock.
An exclusive.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen is on the shopping channel this morning. There's no way anybody has an exclusive.
And meanwhile, here's this stuff here. Gas going to $5 a gallon. Who's talking about that?
Yeah.
20 minutes past the hour and good day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's 21 after now, and good day.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Love this. Love it! Love, 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 love Randy Newman.
It's got some New Orleans going together. On here.
We belong together, Richie.
I guess you'll be eating some catfish.
This is great.
Don't you turn your back on me. Don't you walk away. Don't you tell me that I don't care, because I do. Don't you tell me I'm not the one. Don't you tell me I ain't no fun. Just tell
don't tell me,
me
I ain't no fun.
Like I love you. You know you do. When we're together.
This is so great.
And I cheer when I'm left depressed. It's sincere from the bottom of my heart. I just can't take it apart. We belong together. We belong together. Yes, we do. Oh, well, we belong together.
Jennifer will have the television report. Charlie, she can. You know, am I smart to do this or not? You guys tell me.
What's up?
Can we become a Charlie Sheen free zone?
I think unless there's some big news story. Right now, there's so much dust that's
you know what?
Up in the air.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, with
him, he's all over
everywhere.
The place.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Today Show, Good Morning America, Radar
and
Online,
right now, Chuck
TMZ,
Lurie.
Radio shows up the gazunga.
Chuck
what do
Lurie
we need to talk
CBS
about?
CBS are just sitting back right now going, the more he talks, the better we look.
I do have a fun rumor about him, though, in our
what?
TV report.
All right, you can save it for a little bit
I'm
later
I'm going
on.
To. It's a tease, Dougie.
A tease.
What we call a broadcast tease.
Your daddy taught you well.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so I don't know where to turn here. If you're watching me at DougStefan.com on our video stream, I'm looking around. I have Richie loves to talk about my piles here. I have this pile, I have that pile, I have the pile over there, that pile, this pile, those piles, and I have this anxiety about the realities of the world and wanting to get the real focus. Because I think, really and truly, often you're being disserved by most of the people, whether they do these kind of programs or radio or television, whatever it is. And sometimes, and I don't do this because I want to be appreciated. I just do it because in my own world, and that becomes, I guess, part of the focus here, I believe that you want to know, need to know, what really is going on. But you follow along with everybody else because, I mean, the Charlie Sheen thing is a train wreck, okay? So it's fun to watch maybe for a while. And you feel, I feel sorry for the guy. I feel, what'd you say? I mean, we're impotent. We can't do anything to help the guy.
Yeah. I mean,
all we're doing is feeding into
done.
It by paying a lot of attention to him. Meanwhile, yesterday, the GAO,
mm-hmm.
government accounting office, announced to a deaf news media how much we're wasting.
Oh, I love
federal
this.
Waste.
I love this. Let's hear it.
All right. The GAO found 33 areas in our government that have complete overlap and fragmentation, basically no management. Mm-hmm. Reducing this duplication, eliminating it, could potentially save hundreds of billions of dollars a year and provide us with more efficient, effective services. Most to blame the Defense Department, where instead of we spend $700 billion, we could save, I mean, this is mind-blowing. We could have a defense budget of $460 billion and have the same services. Do you realize what we're saying? Mm-hmm. That's $240
billion. Yet in a poll this morning, people would rather pay more taxes.
Oh, my God,
than
you
cut
people.
The budget.
What is the matter with you? Shelly Palmer now.
Breathe.
I'm Shelly Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, ICANN, the group that oversees domain names, turned down a proposal that would allow governments to veto controversial suffixes. The Bush administration previously struck down a proposal for the .xxx extension. You know what that was for. In other news, the Mac OS X operating system used to be able to fly under hackers' radar when it came to making malicious viruses. Now, a remote access Trojan virus can be installed on Macs that gives hackers access to your machine. The backdoor virus most commonly infects computers that downloaded pirated software. And finally, the Motorola Zoom was just released, and it's already been hacked wide open. Some have overclocked the processors to 1.5 gigahertz and say that the hardware was designed to be easily taken apart. Don't be too quick to mod your Zoom, though. Doing so will make you ineligible for the 4G upgrade. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelly Palmer.
Something beautiful happens when you bring together a grilled cheese sandwich and a warm, savory bowl of Campbell's tomato soup. The moment they see each other, tomato soup starts to blush. Grilled cheese goes all gooey. And the closer they get, the more tomato soup gets a little steamy, the more grilled cheese sizzles. And we'll leave what happens next up to your imagination, because this is a family-friendly meal. Grilled cheese and Campbell's tomato soup. It's amazing what soup can do.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Car insurance.
Let us feel the love, feel the presence, feel the drums.
Feel the Chinese.
Feel the Chinese. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello.
Come up to your knees. Couple of items of interest before we get to the television report, which has lots
big
of
news.
Yeah, big news.
Dan stars Charlie Sheen movie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I thought we were going to talk about Charlie Sheen.
Breaking news. No, we have breaking news.
I have just a breaking news.
What's broken?
He's psycho. He's crazy.
But, no, Jennifer has someone some... is going to replace him on 2.5 Men.
Oh, good. Ooh. Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay. Meanwhile, China is considering a law to require children of elderly parents to visit them regularly. Guilt trips for not visiting their parents. If you don't go visit your parents, the police in China are going to visit you.
Huh. Good.
One of the things that comes out, this is Chinese New Year, and a lot of people, as we were talking last week, are out, they've gone on trains all over China. I guess it lasts a couple of weeks, and people go home for their annual visit to their folks and friends and whomever, and then they go back to work to wherever they live. Yeah, but the Chinese New Year has brought about a new focus, and because we're so now... connected. This has been going on in China for years, but we never pay any attention to it. Now, the spotlight of the outside world, sort of, is being brought to bear on the Chinese, so people are interested, or they're delving, or they're nosing around in what it's like to live in China. And in our country, and you go to Europe, especially Italy, many places in Europe, but and it was like that here. You know, the whole family, the grandparents, the father,
right.
Mother, and the children, all three generations would live in the same house.
Right.
My father grew up as an orphan in his aunt's home with his grandmother. His grandmother was really the boss of him. And then the sisters of my father's mother, there were three of them, lived what? And grew up in the house.
Okay.
You following this?
The sister of your father's mother.
The okay. sisters.
So his aunt.
Right. His aunts, there were three of them. The grandmother from Belgium couldn't speak a lick of English. She came over with her husband, who was German. He died. So she raised the three sisters and my father.
Wow.
In a manner of speaking. My father was out more than he was in. The sisters, his aunts, but they were just, you know, they were 4, 5, 6 years older than he was. They weren't that much older. they had no real sway over my father, so he was kind of out on his own. And the only person in his life that he both feared and respected was his grandmother. Paid no attention to anybody else. And I wonder about that sort of trickling it down now to where we are. I'm thinking about if my father lived with me, if he was still around, how would that work with me and if my children were around? And, you know, you put yourself into these places. How did, do you think people get along better or not as well because they were so close? They just were, they grinned and bare it? You know, is that what happened?
It's funny. When I was a kid, we lived in a house. My grandmother lived in the house next door. My aunt in the house next door.
Everybody lived in the same neighborhood.
My cousins. Yeah. And I look at my wife's family when they grew up in Colombia. You know, you think of the Latino families being so close and tight-knit.
Were they really, or they just seemed that way?
No, I mean, I think they still are. You get down to Washington, D.C. on the weekends on the mall, and they're all just like their family groups are having picnics and whatnot. But they all lived in the same town. But even now, they have all spread out. They're in Spain. And
what would
England
happen, though, Richie, if we made it, the Chinese have made it a law now, the demand is on you to visit your parents,
you
or you go to court. That's the way the Chinese are doing it.
That you can't not, you can't have a law to force you to
legislate family.
Yeah, well, but in China, they're going to, it's called China's elderly law. It requires the children of elderly Chinese to visit them at home more often.
It'll make them hate their parents.
Requiring children to care for their parents' spiritual needs and not allow them to be neglected or isolated.
Can't legislate it.
According to traditional Chinese family values, they've always considered it a child's duty to care for or assist their parents, but with Western corruption.
This is,
Western
is just a
corruption.
Sign that the Chinese government is losing control and they're trying desperately to,
right,
to maintain control.
They're
going
to have to pass a law to keep the children in touch with the parents.
Right.
They have been slacking in taking care of their parents, and this is because of the West and the new prosperity and migration all over the country. You know, it used to be before everybody worked and lived and grew up and died in the same town.
Right. It's because of information. Once you have information, then you know that you're not stuck in this little bubble that's called this little teeny Tingtao town in China, and you realize that there's more out there in the world you want to experience.
Here's the proposed amendment. Elderly people who feel ignored by their children can go to court to claim their legal rights to be physically and mentally looked after.
Yeah, that'll help.
This is from Wong Wing Wong.
Right.
The Ministry
of
Civil
there's actually, he was in the news. Here's his statement.
China has 67 million people over the age of 60, 19 million over the age of 80, and the, let's see here, half of them live alone without their children. Where conditions exist, the ministry will do its part to support the country's elderly, extending additional pensions to seniors over 80. And giving them free medical and other health services. Western corruption.
Yep.
When you start doing this, baby, you're going to be right in the same hole we are.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
30 years from now.
This doesn't make sense.
They have 38,000 nursing homes
in China. China is still a communist society, government, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
One party.
This sounds like socialism.
Well, it's a step backwards for them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Working their way towards democracy.
Right, working their way back to you.
Slowly
okay.
but surely.
So here is the next story about the Chinese and what's going on. We're all talking about the $14 trillion debt. You want to know how much of it is held by the Chinese?
Oh, half.
No, not that bad. $891 billion, about 20% of the debt is held by Chinese banks.
We could pay that off in a year if we wanted to.
Yeah. Well, if we didn't spend so much, we wouldn't have it at all.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just talking earlier about the what happened. The GAO report from yesterday shows the Defense Department could run on $460 billion if they got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. They have a failing grade. They don't even give them a D. The Defense Department has an F when it comes to preventing waste. This is a scathing report.
Is it scathing?
Scathing.
That's bad, right?
We're spending a lot of money wasted on biodefense efforts, you know, to keep, supposedly we're worried about whether they're going to biologically attack us, whoever they are. We haven't done anything. Expend money. It's like the drug war. We don't do anything but spend money. We have constantly zero impact on the usage of drugs. The GAO, them two, found many examples of duplication in, beside the Defense Department. They're looking at Health and Human Services. There's all kinds of the Welfare Department, the Medicaid, Medicare. It's the whole country is, dare I say, corrupt. Well, I mean, what other term would you use for this? If the Defense Department can run on $460 billion and we have the same services we do now, we're paying $700 billion, what does that tell you about everything else? And yet these guys are, Richie said it right. He hit the nail on the head. 40% of the people in this survey said they're willing to pay more taxes.
Yeah.
How come you don't know how bad this is? Are you so ensconced in your own world? This is your world, isn't it? Is this your world or not?
It's mine.
It's your world, Jennifer. Bridgie, yeah. It's your world.
Yep. Today is.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, who knows?
It's your children's world tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. That's the second time today I felt
wow.
Like
I know. Hey, but guess what? We have the cast of Dancing with the Stars and breaking news on Charlie Sheen.
Perfect. In a moment, we'll get to that. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea.
I can sing in the Oscars like Anne Hathaway. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
There he is. ADD retro man there.
It's 14 before the hour.
What word will pop into Doug Steffen's brain that will make him sing some 40-year-old song or commercial? Today it was tuna fish.
Tuna
was the magic word.
That's right. Okay, so Charlie Sheen says he's going to sue CBS and Warner Brothers for $320 million for mental anguish. They've abused him.
Sue him for their cash.
Well, they're going to pay Warner Brothers, apparently, or CBS, or somebody said yesterday they're going to
pay him.
No.
Now, here's the big rumor. So, you know, we don't want to get too much into the Charlie Sheen drama, but CBS has been talking to people to bring them on to the show to keep the show going in Charlie's absence. And one of them is John Stamos. Remember him from Full House and the Beach Boys?
Yeah.
What was really funny is that all these rumors are swirling around that, you know, John Stamos is taking over. So John went to Twitter and he said, contrary to the rumors, I'm not replacing Charlie Sheen on 2.5 Men. However, Martin Sheen has asked me to be a son.
Martin Sheen.
That's great.
Yesterday, Martin Sheen has compared Charlie's addiction to cancer. And then he said, geez, Dad, shut it, will you?
Ugh.
Pop, walk through a cancer ward, find any of those guys who look like me.
Actually, a lot of them probably do when they're ailing, because he looks terrible.
Awful. So he is on Good Morning America. He's on the Today Show. You know what? You want to listen to that junk, go over there and watch it. I'm tired of giving this guy a break,
unless it's something big.
All right, so we have a little bit from The View. What did Elizabeth Hasselbeck have to say yesterday, Richie? She's the one I'm always interested in.
All the women were discussing the Oscars, and they specifically tuned in on something that Jennifer and I were talking about yesterday, in Christian Bale forgetting his wife's name during the... And he says he didn't, but yeah, it looks like he did, and here they are.
He better call me up to that Oscar, because that's going to be the only hug he's going to get, like, for about a week.
And he's going to sleep with it tonight. But, you know, he's too young to have a senior moment.
Yeah.
That's the thing where you say... Oh, gosh, her face is like, come on, honey.
You remember everybody else, the grip, the crew.
If you're honest, you have been thinking, I have to remember to thank this person, and you gather and you thank all this, and you're thinking to yourself, my God, I remembered everybody, and my...
You have to write that on your hand. Although it looked like he was.
So was Whoopi any good when she was the host of the Oscars? Didn't she do it one year?
Yes, she was good.
She was good.
Maybe she ought to host again. The numbers were down 7% from last year, about 41 million viewers.
It didn't include anybody who didn't live in Los Angeles or New York. They made a lot of inside jokes, and they just forgot about Middle America, and that's their problem.
That's it.
Oh, but you want to know Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, Jennifer.
Okay, so they made the announcement of the cast kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel, but I'm excited because Chris Jericho, who's my wrestling boyfriend, is going to be dancing. Also,
what do you mean, your wrestling? What does that mean?
He's a wrestler.
He's also in a band, Rich.
Really?
Yeah.
A wrestler where?
The WWE.
He is?
Yeah, he's hot. Yeah. And he's written a book, and he's in a band. Okay, Hines Ward from the Steelers. Hopefully he'll have better luck with Dancing in the Stars. Kirstie Alley will be doing it. Romeo, who used to be Lil Romeo, who's a rapper. Kendra Wilkinson, one of Hef's old girlfriends, married also to Hank Basket. Wendy Williams, your friend, Dougie.
Why is she my friend?
Because she's a radio person. No. I thought everybody was your friend. Yeah. Chelsea Kane, who's a Disney star. Ralph Macchio from The Karate Kid.
Yeah.
He looks awesome. So that'll be a good one.
Good.
Then Mike Catherwood, who's Psycho Mike. He hosts Loveline with Dr. Drew. And Petra Nemkova, the hottie Czech supermodel who grabbed onto a palm tree during the tsunami.
What happened to Chelsea Offer? What's her name? Why can't she be Chelsea Handler? She'd be good on that.
She'd be good.
Hot in Cleveland renewed.
Yay.
Ah, good job.
51 F.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Other stuff that was left from the Oscar parties. Apparently, James Franco was upset because he didn't do very well. And he was supposed to have an after-hours party after the Oscars. A lot of people said, oh, yeah, we'll come over. And they went to the restaurant. He wasn't there.
Oh,
turns out he
sad?
Went to the Santa Monica Airport, got on a private jet, and flew back to New York.
Yeah.
Oh, poor
left
kid.
His grandmother there, so he's kind of a spoiled brat.
He really did?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, me
it
too.
Wasn't his fault. The writing wasn't very good.
Yeah. Well, but you know what you're getting into or not. Don't do it if you don't know what you're signing on for.
And let me tell you something. If you're going to dress in drag and come to the Oscars, you better knock one out of the park, man, because that's all everybody's going to remember.
Funny with that, though. Yeah. He said Charlie Sheen had been calling.
Yeah.
That's
was funny. I thought it was amusing. Let's see. A couple of things from the ultimate after party with Oprah. Let's see, Richie, I think this is Jeffrey Rush, the clip that has him worry. He outwardly said to the producers and his friends and others, I don't know if this movie's going to work.
I had doubts only on the level that when I read the script, I thought, this is about two middle-aged men who become friends.
Yes.
There aren't...
Try pitch that.
this is not a genre that has lines around the block. You know?
Yes. But in the year of the Young and Hip Oscars, yes.
That's right. But we knew that there was a wonderful story to be told there. And so we knuckled down and got on and made the film. And bit by bit, audiences became aware of it and started to give it standing ovations and going to see it two or three times.
Yes, yes.
Very exciting.
All right, Richie, play cut 132. Which has them going on talking about each other, Jeffrey and Colin.
We text each other. We write to each other sort of as famous couples, Thelma and Louise. He said once, an Andrew's sister to my Andrew's sister.
That's right. Yeah, we haven't found any male.
No.
It's a bit worrying.
But he did the most beautiful thing last night when I arrived on the red carpet. I ran over and gave him a big hug. And he took a 1946 King George VI shilling out of his pocket and gave it to me as a gift.
Wow.
They love each other.
All right, what I want to know is the thing, and by the way, what they said is right. The thing just so gradually gained momentum. It wasn't like an overnight hit. It took me until, last month to see the movie.
Yeah.
I'd been around.
Yeah, a lot of
people. Been around for 4 or 5 months.
It started getting buzz, and then everybody went and started seeing it.
And you know what the buzz was? How authentic Colin was.
Colin.
Do you do that on purpose? God.
Was on the stuttering. Richie, play cut 133.
Yes, well, you have to personalize it. You obviously use history, but then if it doesn't come from some place that's quite visceral and very much your own, then you will have no authenticity. And Tom and I, when we met, this is obviously something we discussed. What form does it take? Neither of us had gone into the research yet, most of it is, well into his dealing with it. But there was one very particular piece of visual footage which Tom and I watched, and it broke our hearts, really. And that told us how it was at its most abject.
Yeah. I want to know what the Queen thought of it.
Yeah.
Because that's
the Queen is. Yeah, it is the Queen was. And by the way, I thought as the movie was over, he became the king in 1947, wasn't it? When the abdication took place, Wallace Simpson. And Queen Elizabeth took over the throne in 1954 or 57, one or the other. I remember watching it on television. So that means her father lived only another 10 years at the most after that.
Point.
So he was he died young. And a lot of stutterers do, for whatever the reason. You can look that up, too, Richie, in your phone.
Really?
Is that really true?
Stutterers, no. Yes. What do you mean, no? How do you know? You're just saying that. You're grabbing your butt
just
reacting
that.
It to because
do
I said it.
Stutterers
die young.
Young.
Yes. The answer is going to be yes.
Well, let's see.
They do. They do. Right.
My sources say no.
My sources say yes. Our poll yesterday, how many of the movies were up for Best Picture had you seen? 40% of you said none. Congratulations. 59 after on Good Day.